Well, this is high grade stuff to kick off the money show this evening because it affects each and every single one of us in one way or another based on just how big Naspers is in our market, just how big Naspers will be in your pension fund and practically any other investments you have in South Africa. Prosus, the, 2-year-old Amsterdam listing created to try and realize the value of the massive Chinese investment Naspers has in Tencent, is buying up shares in its parent company. That's quite convoluted, so let's simplify it. Prosus plans to buy up about 45% of the shares that exist in Naspers, and Basil Sgouros is the finance director at Naspers. Just explain to me, Basil, the thinking behind what for most of us looks like a very complicated deal.
Thank you, Bruce, and good to talk to you and good to talk to the listeners today. Actually, at the core of it, the transaction is actually quite simple, and it's aimed at trying to solve a very unique and particular problem for Naspers, and that is that it today makes up 23% of the JSE SWIX. So what that means is every time the Naspers market cap goes up, most South African funds have to sell down because it pushes them above their prudential limits. And that's what we're trying to fix here. And the way we look to fix it is really quite straightforward. We offer Naspers shareholders the opportunity to swap their higher discount Naspers shares for lower discount Prosus shares, thereby unlocking immediate value on the day, but more importantly, allowing future value creation to accrete in greater proportion because Prosus trades at a lower discount. As a result of that structure, Naspers's size on the SWIX will go down from 23% to 14%, which makes it far more manageable. But it will still remain South Africa's largest company on the JSE and still firmly in control of Prosus. So Naspers remains SA domiciled, controlling Prosus, which represents the offshore investments.
Does that mean then that my pension fund has now got a capital gains tax problem? Because by selling the Naspers shares into Prosus, they're going to register a profit, aren't they?
So a couple of things. First of all, most pension and mutual funds don't pay CGT.
Good guy,
so
yeah.
The bulk of the South African shareholder base
won't. Okay,
won't have,
but
the CGT.
For everybody else, but for everybody else, they will have to.
There are shareholders who will have a CGT impact, but there's a couple of things around that. First of all, it's not an extra tax; it's a tax that they'll eventually realize when they sell some Naspers shares. Secondly, there's immediate value creation potential there, so that should go partly to funding the bill. And thirdly, the value creation over the longer term, if we continue to add 30-40% as we did last year in market cap, means that a greater portion of future value creation accrues, which should more than cover any potential CGT that happens up front.
Okay, so essentially what we're doing is we're moving the Naspers stake in Tencent from Africa to Europe. If I was to take it down to its barest essence, that's what's happening here, right?
Not really, because Naspers remains the controlling shareholder of Prosus.
Yeah.
And ultimately, yes, Prosus is listed on the JSE. But what we're doing is we are right-sizing the two parts of the free float, right? The South African part through Naspers and the Prosus one for the respective size of the exchanges. So Naspers comes from 23 to 14%. And, of course, the Prosus free float actually doubles. It gets to $100 billion on the Euronext. And both those sizes are the right size for the respective exchanges, which allows for better trading dynamics around Naspers and Prosus. And ultimately, because Prosus is a subsidiary of Naspers, that also benefits Naspers shareholders, even those who don't tender shares.
So what are you hoping this will achieve? It'll push up the share prices of both Naspers and Prosus because the value of Tencent in China will be more attractive to investors in Prosus than it is perhaps in Naspers at the moment.
That's actually well put, Bruce, and indeed, in fact, that will be the net effect of this. Now, of course, it's going to take time because the transaction only closes in the third quarter and then it plays out from there. But that would be what actually happens over the longer term, yes.
We certainly hope so. Basil Sgouros, thank you. He is the finance director of Naspers.